Lauren Sands is making a name for himself, at least in parts of Southeast Alaska. The Tlingit rapper played the popular Home Skillet Festival in Sitka recently, and now he has plans for a tour of Alaska, starting in the native villages where he grew up. KCAW's Shalice Haas sat down with hip-hop artist Half Smoked and brings us this profile.
On the weekends, I be kicking it with my friends, always blending in with the new trend, me and my crew.
Lauren Sands, a.k.a. Half Smoked, travels with a posse. He wears a sideways baseball cap and a tough guy expression. And after several years in the lower 48, he's learned how to look and sound like a mainstream hip-hop artist. But since returning to Sitka, the place of his birth, the 24-year-old rapper says his eyes have been opened to something bigger.
Down there, I was running around making club songs, doing shows, copying what you see on TV and what you hear on the radio is the popular stuff. But now as I came home, I feel like I should touch the youth and make music for my native people.
Put your hands up, put your hands up. Put your hands up, put your hands up. From Sitka all the way to Juneau, it's all about that Alaska flow. Even down low to Ketchikan, I'm a Tlingit and a Shipshian.
That's right.
My Half Smoked name came from my grandpa because I was one of the very few people in town that was half white growing up in a native village. Like a piece of fish, a half smoked piece of fish, I'm half native and I'm half white. I'm not fully cooked.
Sands has the words native and white tattooed in big decorative letters on his forearms. Today he embraces the full scope of his heritage, but he says it wasn't always that way. Growing up in the native communities of Angoon and Alkali Lake, Sands says it was difficult to fit in, and he wanted to be popular.
You weren't cool if you were going to, like, beating or if you were trying to learn the language. The kids that really got involved in stuff like that weren't the kids out hanging out with the popular kids, you know? I guess I did what I had to do to fit in, but now looking back, I wish I was more involved with it, so I can relate it more in my music nowadays.
Sands works native cultural references and Tlingit words into many of his songs. He says he's been influenced by other native hip-hop artists, including big names like Lightfoot, and local musicians like his cousin David Johnson, known as Descript.
When they hear Tlingit, especially down south, most people don't know what it means. And I think if I can bring the Tlingit culture into my music and then bring a little bit of what I learned down south into my music, and bring it all together, it can open up the eyes to the rest of the world that, you know, hey, we're here, and we are good at making music too, and we want to be heard.
That's right, Sitka. That's right, Juno. That's right, Haida.
Showing native love, we in the club, on the mic, feeling nice. Do it big, native. Do it big. Do it big.
When Sands was 17, David Johnson bought him his first rhyming dictionary. He remembers spending hours turning his daily life into rhymed stories. He says his first rap...
It's just a lot of words rhyming. Didn't tell a story. It was something like, I'm 17, lean, mean, fighting machine, half smoked dark meat from French Street. Something like that. It was real corny at the time.
But 70 songs and 7 years later, Sands' art has matured. He says he not only understands that rap needs to tell a story, but he sees the value of making personal music.
I'm really proud of my first verse on Get Mine. It's definitely one of my favorite songs because it's all me. It's 100% me. It goes, living a crazy life, I gotta get paid. I never been afraid to stand up on stage. I blow up like a grenade. I'm sharp like a blade, strong like a hurricane. I've been through a lot of pain. What I feel in my heart is hard to contain.
That's one of my favorite verses right there because I talk about how I'm very dedicated, and even though I come from a small town, I'm not giving up, you know.
Sands has been back in Alaska for 6 months now, and he says he's here to stay. He's enrolled in an AmeriCorps program building affordable housing, and he'd like to work as a carpenter someday. But he isn't giving up hope of making it big as a hip-hop artist.
If I made it mainstream, that would be awesome. But I wouldn't be disappointed, even just being famous here in Alaska or in Sitka or Southeast. I'd be happy with that.
Living a crazy life, I gotta get paid. I never been afraid to stand up on stage. I blow up like a grenade. I'm sharp like a blade, strong like a hurricane.
In Sitka, I'm Shalice Haas.
What I feel in my heart is hard to contain. Staying dedicated to the game, that's my main thing. I gotta entertain, man, that's my dope.